My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Is it all over for the semicolon? Apparently its use in written English has plummeted over the last two decades. Lisa McLendon is the author of The Perfect English Grammar Workbook. Lisa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So
could you start by telling us about the research you did into the semicolon? How did you establish that the usage has decreased?
Well, you can look at several different things. You can sort of use, like, Google Ngram is one of those tools that counts up things like that. And some research has been done, this was not mine, showing that there was an increase in the use of the semicolon from like 1800 up to the very early 21st century, and then it dropped off. It's kind of maybe making a little comeback at this point. But yes, it used to be far more popular previously, you know, even in the past 25 years than it is now.
Yeah. And if the semicolon has gone down in popularity, has the colon gone down in popularity?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, but you could probably test that the same way.
Yeah.
Judging from my students' usage, they don't know how to use either one. they will put a semicolon where they really need a colon. And they put colons in places where you could just use a comma.
Yes. And is that the essential problem, that people don't know what they're for?
I think so. I think, you know, people don't feel confident about their own usage of them. And people, I think they lose confidence because it's so wrong everywhere. You see so many people all over the internet using punctuation wildly differently. And people see this and they're in different situations. It's like, well, here's a colon, here's a semicolon, here's a comma, here's apostrophes. I don't know what is right. And so I'm just going to try to avoid to use all of this. Or I will rely on my grammar checker to help me out.
Yeah. And can grammar, you know, if you're using a Word document, can it really advise you how to use a semicolon properly?
Sometimes.
I have severe doubts.
Sometimes it can. Sometimes it can't. And I think this is sort of where the problem arises, because people are accustomed to having the word processor flag a typo, a misspelled word, and then you get to squiggle under something grammatical, and they don't know when the advice it is giving them is bad. It'll say, you know, rephrase, or maybe do you want a semicolon here? And they don't know whether they do or not. And so a lot of times they just hit correct, 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 even though some of the suggestions are not correct.
Yeah. The semicolon, though, is, you know, would it be fair to say it's one of those things that people have intense like for, an intense like for, an intense dislike for?
Definitely. Definitely. Some people love semicolons. I love them. I think they are an elegant way to join two main ideas in a sentence. Other people hate them. Kurt Vonnegut and Lynn Truss, two examples of that. I think it is a very polarizing piece of punctuation.
Yes, I must say I'm a fan of the semicolon. This is just my own experience, but that it's kind of one of the, it's an item of punctuation where you learn to use it through experience and through feel, in that you know after a while instinctively that that's not a comma, that's a semicolon, or, you know, this, it's time for a colon now because I'm introducing something. And that only really comes over time. If maybe you're just a 19-year-old kid, you wouldn't have a clue how to use these things.
I think that part of that is connected to reading as well. And students, at least in the U.S., are not being assigned the kind of reading that they used to be assigned. And so you don't see the usage in, you know, professional edited prose as much if you're reading just junk on the internet, because people don't use things correctly or don't use them at all. You know, whereas if you're reading, you know, Mark Twain or even Dickens, who used the semicolon quite differently than we use it today, you know, you at least get a sense of what does this look like? What do these sentences look like? How does writing flow in a way that, you know, the less you read, the less sense you develop of that.
Mm. We live in an age, though, I think, Lisa, where an awful lot of people don't care about any of this stuff anymore. They don't think it makes any difference that people can still send each other messages with no capital letters, no punctuation whatsoever, and they still more or less communicate.
That is true. Although I have to say that, you know, since the advent of autocorrect everywhere on phones and in, you know, other emails and all that kind of communication, autocorrect makes your letters capital and autocorrect puts punctuation in for you a lot of times, which I think is better. You know, then you're not just getting a string of, you know, unrelated words where you don't know where the sentence ends or begins. When, you know, when we used to text with our thumbs on the keypad, you know, yeah, every keystroke counted. But now when you're typing on a phone or dictating into a phone, it will fix those things for you. So I think texting has actually become a lot more standard in terms of following standard guidelines for punctuation and capitalization and things like that than it was even, you know, 10 or 15 years ago when we were still all using our thumbs.
Mm, though that means the device is sending the message, not the person. If you see what I mean.
Well, the device is the tool. You know, I mean, and it's different, you know, when you get a handwritten note or a typewritten note, you know, it's going to vary based on the tool, but also based on, you know, the person using the tool.
Yeah. Do you think that the semicolon might be in terminal decline?
I don't think so. I think there are enough people who like it, who keep using it. I think, there's a lot of prose where you keep seeing it appear. It, you know, who knows how it's going to change. I mean, like I said just a minute ago, the way Dickens and Jane Austen use semicolons is different from how we use it today. You know, and its usage may evolve, but it probably won't go away.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to a full stop.
I hope it doesn't.
I apologize for that joke. Lisa McLendon is author of The Perfect English Grammar Workbook. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.